Every Monday at this time, Backroads Bill Steer takes us down the backroads and waterways of Northern Ontario. Bill's an outdoor adventurer, founder of the Canadian Ecology Centre near Mattawa. He also teaches part-time at Canadore College and Nipissing University. And this week, Bill is going to talk about abandoned cemeteries in Northern Ontario. And Bill was passing through Sudbury, so he dropped by the studio for a chat.
Good to be here.
So where are we off to today?
You know, I've spent a lot of time in a lot of abandoned cemeteries across Northern Ontario. There are one in our listening area north of Blind River and Manitowaj and Dalton near Chapleau. But I picked a Hudson Bay Company cemetery on the Abitibi River as a good example of an abandoned cemetery.
So there are quite a few of these around Northern Ontario.
They're everywhere. And I mean, there's cemetery lingo, both a cemetery that's disused. In other words, someone's still taking care of it, but people are not being buried there. And then the ones that, for whatever reasons, become abandoned. And I think this Hudson Bay Company cemetery is a good example.
Describe it for us. What does it look like?
Well, first of all, it's on the Abitibi River near that New Post Falls, which we've talked about in the past, and it's a magnificent waterfall, but it's upstream from the New Post Falls, which enters into the Abitibi River. And the clay banks along the Abitibi River are very, very steep, and you wouldn't know it existed unless you had some information. And I secured some information from the Tekwa Tagamo First Nation, New Post First Nation, and found out where it was. And I've been to New Post a number of times and finally found the cemetery, because you can only access this by water coming from Abitibi Canyon on your way north of Smooth Rock Falls.
So are you above the falls or below the falls?
You're actually below the falls and upstream on the Abitibi, because we're in that Arctic watershed and all the waters are going towards James Bay and Hudson Bay.
And so what did you see when you did finally get to this spot?
You know, I had a map from the archives, the Hudson Bay Company archives, which I secured. I got a real good appreciation of what genealogy is all about, tracing back those ancestral roots. And because when I got to the site, I could see that it was a level area. There were some terraces. I had an old map that was sketched out from turn of the last century, and you could see where the foundations were. But as soon as you climb up the bank, there's those lilac bushes. There's the rhubarb. Forget-me-nots, they're not native to the area. You knew someone had lived there. And so you make your way around, and there's a trail up to the graveyard, which is on the closest to the heavens, I suppose, but it's on the highest terrace. And there you come across this cemetery. And in there, there's a number of headstones. Some of them are toppled over. Some are just earthen graves, but there was one iron headstone with the name Alexander McLeod and Jane Turner, dating back to 1885. And so I became intrigued about this one headstone made of iron in this inscription. Who was this person? So this goes back now a year now, and I started trying to find out who Alexander McLeod was. And eventually I had to join one of these websites, RedRiverAncestry.ca, and I found out a little bit of information about the McLeod name, which in Northern Ontario, you've went through a lot of Cree First Nations. There's a lot of surnames like McLeod and Turner and Linklater, and you got to make your way through the masses of names, and who is this one person? I got a good lead to the Hudson Bay Company archives through the Manitoba archives in Winnipeg, and finally this document came to my attention, and here was Alexander McLeod, and he came to life for me.
And who was he?
Well, he was born in Scotland. He was born in those Orkney Islands, where a lot of the Hudson Bay, the Baymen, as they were called, they came over, and he had I guess it's because of that good Calvinistic kind of work ethic. He worked for 43 years with Hudson Bay Company, and he went a lot of stops along the way. He married Jane Turner, another outpost, eventually came to New Post as the factor, and that's where he died. He had 13 children, and his whole life was the Hudson Bay Company.
And there's still this graveyard left in that area, but of course there's not many people left in that area now, right?
No, it's totally remote. The Tagaguamo First Nation, they've cleared some of the brush away. And you know, there's a nice outfitting company in Smooth Rock Falls, Northern Superior Adventures. The owner's Andre Bernie, and I talked to him, and he brings international tourists on day trips. They're dressed in costumes, the outfitters that is, and they bring these people. They get in the Voyageur canoes at Abitibi Canyon at the boat launch. They come up to the cemetery, and there's the whole thing kind of like what I just did, and then they go to New Post Falls and return. But it's a real outdoor adventure wilderness experience.
Sounds like a neat spot.
it is a neat spot. I think the story and the maps will be on the website, and you should take the time. And one other thing, his son, Alexander McLeod, George McLeod, he returned and put up that. He also worked 47 years for the Hudson Bay Company. He died in 1925 near Huntsville. But you piece all these things together, and it is a box of history puzzle pieces, and you try to put them all together.
I wonder if there's still some McLeods, descendants of Alexander McLeod, in Northern Ontario.
Well, there is. We know for sure because in there's a museum in Moose Factory. It's a museum of actually dwellings, and one is the McLeod House, and George McLeod actually lived there.
Okay, interesting stuff. And Bill, where are we off to next week?
Next week, I think we're going to go to. It's a story of passion, and there's another sidebar story that's well grounded, and it's near Timmins.
Okay, very good. Thanks so much. That is Backroads Bill Steer, adventurer, founder of the Canadian Ecology Centre near Mattawa, part-time instructor at Canadore College and Nipissing University in North Bay, also a regular guest here on Morning North. You can check out his website, steertonorthernontario.ca, and we also post all of Bill's segments on our website as well, cbc.ca/Sudbury.